This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, we keep it real, so let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Literally,
hello, welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Stacey K.
Okay. That didn't go as planned. Stacey was trying to get a robot to introduce. What are you doing right now?
I am just listening.
Okay. Okay. Stacey was trying to get a robot to introduce us and. I think it was supposed to be like, hello, my name, whatever, but it was just way too quick and short. Would you stop this? She's typing right now. Stop. This isn't the bit that you are the robot.
Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, you were like mouthing it while I was saying it. You thought it was so funny.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Stop it. Okay, come on, would you, Stace?
I can barely breathe. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, enough of that.
Oh my God.
The reason why I'm doing that is because today our special guest and co-host is ChatGPT.
This is where we're at. We don't have a guest. So we're getting a computer to help us.
Oh, our guest canceled us today, so
ChatGPT is our next best option. Oh.
Anyway. Okay. So we thought like there are a bunch
wait, how many ha ha ha's did you write?
1, 2, 3, ha 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 ha. 5.
So do so many. See what happens.
Okay,
and she's
okay.
Like, ha,
okay,
ha,
okay, 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 okay. Hold on, here we go. Anyway.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, that's enough of that. It's been 10 minutes and all we have been doing is playing a Google lady. Okay, listen, so today we are going to play some games with... Now, we're trying to figure out... I don't like ChatGPT. I keep getting like...
GP.
What about like Gippet or Chatsy?
Chats.
Okay, Chats with a Z. Okay, so Chats is our co-host today, and we decided instead of asking questions or asking them to write like an essay for us or an email, we're gonna see if they know how to play some like good games. Mm-hmm. So first things first, do you want to get right into this, Kayla? Do you want to play some games? Because secretly what's happening right now is I am in Europe on a boat, so
yeah, so we had to pre-record these.
So right now as you're listening, I am currently eating some pasta in Sicily.
How long are you gone for?
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks, Kayla.
Like when, what day do you get back?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I can't memorize dates. People are always, oh, when
are you
going to
pay extra for the internet so you can FaceTime me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pay for the internet. I already said, I'm like, Mark, I think it should be on my phone. Yeah, so we'll do, yeah. Anyway, so really I'm actually in Europe right now. Like I'm talking to future Stacey and she's having a great time eating pasta in Italy right now. But this is in the past and
now we have a robot guest.
Yeah. This is where we're at.
That's what's happening. So, okay. So we decided to play some games. And the first thing that we were thinking of was maybe some trivia questions, okay? So we were thinking, let's ask, like, you have to be pretty specific with Chatsy. And she likes when you, like, say, like, give me some trivia question and answers. Or you can say, give me some funny ones or give me some quirky ones. So we went, here is a list. Give me a list of quirky trivia questions and answers. Okay. So I don't
know. They might be really dumb because we haven't read them.
They might be dumb, but I think that we need to respect our guest and just answer them as Chatsy gives them to us. Okay. So like we have to do it. Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask the questions.
Does it have the answers in front of you?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask them then. Because no, now too bad.
I've seen them all. I've seen them all. What is the only planet that rotates clockwise? Just take a guess.
Jupiter.
It's Venus.
Damn it.
I didn't know that they all rotated one way and just one rotates the other. Also, Mama and I were talking on the phone the other day and we were like freaking out about just like the universe and planets. My mom was like, literally, Stacey, you're putting me in a bad mood right now.
Yeah, it's actually like it's the perfect description is it hurts your brain.
It does. And it's literally like we will never know the answer. And this is what makes me like insane because I for sure believe like there's no way that humans are just like the center of the universe and like we are the only like living being out there.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you think about it, it's like we have all these planets and we have this solar system and we have like blah, 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 whatever. And we're the humans. Yeah. And we are the only humans that we've like been able to discover. But like a kajillion, majillion light years away, you know, there's a whole other planet. And what it freaks me out is that There may be like what we call humans, but they for sure don't talk the same or look the same because we look the same because of what's happened on this earth. Or sorry, we look the way that we do because of what's happened on this earth and we've developed language. Like
if the same thing happened on that earth? Like what if the same, like say some people believe in evolution. What if evolution happened on?
It did, but it would have evolved in a different way because everything would have had to have been the exact same as it was on earth. And that's impossible because we're in a different space. And like even people from our city and a different city talk slightly differently, or even my personality is slightly different because somebody from my high school
is like, are there even countries are there even cities
and that's something we decided as a human race, right? So like what is it like on, and some people don't even believe that exists, which is ridiculous. There's no way we're the only living planet. That's insane.
Do you believe in aliens?
Well, that would be an alien. Like from another place. I just want to see what they look like. Okay, so which animal sleeps with one eye open?
Oh, a sheep. I feel like I knew that for sure.
It's a dolphin.
A dolphin has
an eyelid?
An eyelid?
I didn't even know dolphins could close their eyes.
You're telling me it sleeps with like one this eye. With one eye?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know.
It's just going to leave it at that. It's not going to say why.
Well, we could ask.
It always like needs to watch or
something.
Say, like what's
why
happening?
Why do dolphins sleep with one eye open?
You asking Chatsy?
Chatsy, yeah. They're known for their unique sleep patterns and they do not sleep in the same way humans do. Dolphins are voluntary breathers, meaning they must consciously come to the surface to breathe. As a result, they need to stay partially awake even when sleeping to ensure they can breathe. To address this, dolphins engage in unhemispheric slow wave sleep, which means that one hemisphere of their brain sleeps while the other remains active and alert. During this sleep mode, one eye is open and the corresponding hemisphere of the brain is active to help them maintain awareness of their surroundings and control basic functions like breathing and swimming.
Okay, that right there is like another my brain hurts. The dolphin knows to keep half of its body awake and the other half asleep?
This adaptation allows dolphins to rest and recover without fully falling asleep, ensuring that they can quickly respond to potential threats and maintain essential life functions.
This isn't talked about enough. This is not. I made a joke saying, what, does the one eye open because he needs to be aware? That is fully the reason.
That's insane.
I think this is the new, like, I'm going to be telling everyone this. Is that not, like,
that's the craziest.
How excited are you to tell Mark that a dolphin sleeps with this one eye open half half of its body's awake and half of it's
asleep. And, like that is way more advanced than we are. Don't you wish that we could sleep with one eye open and be
yes.
And still get rest?
And just know, okay, I just need half the amount of rest and I'm going to keep this eye open. Could they do what they want to do with the half self-awake?
Yes.
They can. Could go I up, like quickly work halfway well, and then
they can go up and take breaths? And
they know to take go up and take breaths but still be getting sleep.
But their other half of them is just vibing.
What if the other half, do they swap sides? Does the one half go to sleep one night and the other half go to sleep the other night? Also, what if it accidentally the one half falls asleep?
I think one hemisphere is always the sleep hemisphere.
That is dolphins?
Is it always their right eye or is it always their left eye?
The craziest things.
Is it the right or left eye?
Are dolphins sleeping eyes consistent? This is insane.
We don't have time to like.
Okay, chat. He's killing it so far.
She's killing.
That was question two, and we're mind blown. That is the craziest fact I've ever heard in my life.
No, I know.
I can't wait to tell Chris.
Okay, what is the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
Ew! It sounds like a disgusting fruit. Kiwi.
Kiwis don't have seeds on the outside.
I thought it was going to say, but it's covered with whatever. Seeds on the outside. It's strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so disgusting.
But now that I think about it, it is a little bit disgusting. I hate holes.
No, there's not holes in it. It's seeds, Kayla.
Yeah.
Okay. Which letter doesn't appear in any U.S. state name?
Oh.
Just guess. Which letter of the alphabet?
X.
No. It's Q.
Okay.
I don't know which one has X in it. Ex-a-bama. Okay. Okay. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Four.
Three. Don't know why. Duh. Why do octopuses have three? Why do they have three hearts?
Ask her.
Okay. Why do octopi have three hearts? I'm panicking right now. Octopuses, she said, so maybe I was wrong, have three hearts, and this unique cardiovascular system is a remarkable adaptation that contributes to their survival in their underwater environment. Here's how it works. Two of the hearts, the main function is to pump blood through the gills. They have gills like fish. And then the third one is known as the systemic heart, which is responsible for pumping blood to the rest of the body. So you're telling me just all the animals have it figured out.
Help me understand how an octopus was created and knew, okay, I need three hearts for all these different
things. Too big of a question because it's just, that's what evolution does. It's like, it evolves and like, that's why like, we have like eyebrows because that like blocked, sweat in the sun or something. And like, so we evolved to have hair on our face because of that.
Wait, what? What?
What? We have eyelashes to protect our eyes from dust.
You're telling me the first person.
No. It's not like someone was like, you know what? I'm going to pop a brow on.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how did the first person start growing an eyebrow? No,
it's not the first person. It's like as the animals evolve. Like, for example, like wolves are now dogs because they like eventually like, I might be making this up though.
Like, move on. I can't.
Like, I'm saying like, I'm talking like as if I'm a scientist right now, but I'm trying to explain like as much as I know.
Like the first person, okay. Are you saying right now you believe in evolution?
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're saying they were all
like monkeys or whatever, right?
No. Listen, it happened way over time. Like animals evolve. Like birds are different now than they were thousands of years ago. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I know, but they say if isn't evolution like we all started as chimpanzees or gorillas or whatever. Or freaking, I don't know what one was it. One of the gorillas. No,
but we still evolved as humans as well.
But I thought that when we evolved into a human,
that's what it was.
Because it was like once a monkey and now it's like a hairy man. No, imagine
basically saying like our eyebrows stayed there because it needs to protect us from this. And like some people have more hair than others and stuff like that. I'm just saying.
So they just haven't evolved as much.
So stupid and I don't know.
Okay, go to the next one.
Maybe we should just change this episode to not Siri. We should change this episode to like ChatGPT. Tell us just like how we are the way we are.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just keep going. I bet
you she'd have the best answer.
Which mammal can fly? So think about it. Birds can fly, but which mammal can fly?
An ostrich.
That's a bird. It lays eggs. Oh. Which
mammal can fly? There's a mammal that can... A penguin.
Penguins can't fly. Those are also birds.
What is it?
It's a bat.
Oh.
A bat doesn't lay eggs.
There's got to be something else. Is it just a bat?
Yeah.
Okay, Stacey sent me a video today.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Whoa, weird, yeah.
Of how bats pee, and they hang... So they obviously... They're always hanging upside down. It, like... Wait, if it's upside down, how does
it's hanging upside down and it goes, oh, I gotta pee. So it puts itself in the right up position. It's kind of like doing like a chin up position.
Lays it like drops his legs down, pees, shakes his body to get the pee off, and then goes back up to upside down.
It's like so cute and funny. Okay, what is the only planet not named after a god?
Mars.
No, that's a god. Earth is the answer.
Telling me there's a god named Mars?
Yeah.
Earth. I feel like that sounds more godly than
my Mars. Name's Earth. Okay, which is the only planet?
Quit it with the planets.
Oh, well, she messed up. Which is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise? We already know that one.
Don't tell her.
Okay, these are a list of funny trivia questions. What did the one wall say to the other wall?
Is it jokes?
Well, I think they are, but she's called them trivia.
What did the one wall say to the other wall? What?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Okay, these are just jokes. This isn't trivia.
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
What?
Nothing. It just let out a little whine. She's funny. Okay, what kind of question should I ask her?
Just simple trivia questions.
What is the capital of France?
Say like age 8 trivia.
It's Paris.
Paris, yeah. Yeah. Wait, I knew that.
What is the largest mammal in the world? I always know this fact.
An emu. Okay. It's not a mammal, it's a bird.
And it couldn't be smaller than an elephant.
Oh, an elephant.
Than a hippopotamus.
No, wait. Can it cut that? Cut that question.
An emu is smaller than an ostrich.
In my head, you said before, not a mammal, right?
Yeah, so you were thinking the largest bird.
In my head, I was thinking bird.
Yeah.
What is the largest bird?
An ostrich. But
bigger than an emu?
Yes, an ostrich is bigger than an emu. What is the largest mammal in the world?
A whale.
It's a blue whale. Good job. Okay, what is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Yes. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Can I have your computer?
Leonardo da Vinci. I'm going to see him in Italy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know the answers either.
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
7.
You saw the answer.
I didn't. I swear to
God,
I didn't.
What is the square root of 64?
8.
You saw that answer too.
I didn't see it.
Which gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere?
Is it like carbon monoxide or something?
Am I
right?
You're lying. You saw all of these? I do not believe you.
I swear to God, on Monroe and Leo's life, I did not see
the answer. What is the capital of China?
I don't know.
Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird?
What is the answer? What's the capital of China?
Beijing.
Oh.
Who wrote Mockingbird?
Oh, something E. I think there's an E in the middle of their name. Richard E. Klein. What is it?
Harper Lee.
Harper. Oh, we read that in grade 9. Was I right? I was right about those other three.
Because I do not believe you in the slightest.
So you think I'm swearing on my nephew's lives?
What's the largest ocean on Earth?
Pacific.
In which year did the Titanic sink?
1932.
1912.
Oh.
Who is the author of the Harry Potter series?
J.K. Rowling.
Let's be done with the trivia. I hate this game.
Just because I'm getting the answers right?
Yeah, and it's not fun.
Well, let me just ask you.
I also never
Why did the bicycle fall over?
Why?
Because it was too tired.
Oh. Okay. I also didn't agree to trivia. Like, we never discussed trivia. We discuss games, not I'm going to quiz Kayla.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, so this is a list of would you rather questions, okay? We've said, please give us a list of funny would you rather, or please give us a list of shocking would you rathers. I'm going to go to the shocking ones. First of all, Chatsy would like to say, please be aware that these questions are meant to be more surprising or thought-provoking rather than offensive. Use discretion based on your audience.
Funny.
She's getting a little bit ballsy here. Okay. Would you rather know the date of your own death or the cause of your death?
I've had this one before and it really stresses me out. I'd rather know the date.
Yeah, me too. Because who cares?
Yeah, because then if the cause of your death is an accident, you're going to never get in a car again.
And you're going to be stressed to your death. Yeah. If you know it's when you're 95, you can live your best life until you're 95.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
literally,
yeah.
If you know the date, you're like, perfect.
Yeah, know the date for sure.
Right? Yeah. The cause would be you'd live in fear every day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got bit. You get attacked by a bear.
Shark. Yeah.
Shark. And you're like, but then you would think that you could beat it, though.
But you can't.
You can't. No. Final destination. Okay. Number two, would you rather lose all of your past memories or be unable to create new memories from this day forward? Okay, this is like...
All of my past memories.
You wouldn't know like how close we are, our bond, our nothing. You'd then, meet me every day.
Right now, it'd be like you getting dementia right now.
I know, but in at least I've lived the life that I've lived and I love it. I don't know what the future holds. I don't want to have to
start a life against you. I could convince you of who I am and tell you that you've just lost all your past memories.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could start
memories.
A life again. Oh, no, I don't want to. No, I'm feeling sick about it. I can't lose my past memories.
So
I can't.
You choose now, just be gone. So think of all of us for you. You're selfishly picking have dementia starting today.
Well, no, don't say dementia because that's
what?
Like.
That
no.
is?
No, because people with dementia also don't remember the past either. Like, sorry, if I forget all my future memories, that's fine. I still know you as today and remember everything that's happened to us so far. So it would be like me having to be happy as of now. I can still remember every story that's happened from today and in the past. So I know how close we are. I know my nephews. I know everyone.
Also, it's not like you're just now living today not knowing a thing. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So tomorrow, if I pick the other one, I wake up and I go like, who are all of you?
Yeah.
And I don't know these nephews. I can't remember when they were born. I can't remember you and me as a kid. I can't remember how Nanny you like is and was. And like, I can't remember any of those things. But if I just stop now, I still get to remember it all. I just don't get to do anything else for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Did I convince you?
Ew, dude, just farted. It was so loud and gross.
So loud.
Yeah, you convinced me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to stop my memories going forward.
Perfect. Oh my God. We're only on number two. She's killing it. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to read minds, but constantly hear negative thoughts about yourself or never know what others are thinking?
Never know what others are thinking. I don't want to hear. I don't want to read minds. And do you know how messed
yeah.
up? Messed up.
Right
that
now,
would
we
it's
already
like,
never
what
know.
Women what, want or
yeah.
whatever.
Right and, now, we never know what others are thinking and we're
yeah.
fine.
But they're saying, can you imagine knowing what other people are thinking? But that would literally be terrible.
And also says ability to read minds, but constantly hear negative thoughts. Rude.
Yeah.
Chatsy, no one's thinking negatively about me at all times. Okay. Oh, this,
what?
This list is very intense. Would you rather save one family member from a burning building or save 10 strangers?
One family
Hands
member.
Down one family member. Sorry, 10 strangers.
Yeah.
But
like, we don't know what those 10 strangers are. We don't know.
And also, like, people are dying every day.
Yeah.
One family
Obviously,
member.
Yeah.
Sorry. Would you rather have the power to cure any illness but lose the ability to feel emotions? Or, like, I'm sorry. This is the deepest question. Okay. Would you rather have the power to cure any illness but you lose the ability to feel emotions? Or you retain your emotional capacity but be unable to heal anyone?
Obviously heal.
Oh no, I think it's the other one. I'd rather just do it as now, which I want to feel emotions.
You could cure what?
Any illness, but you can't feel emotions.
You can pick what illness
you
want.
You can't feel happy or sad or anything. What's the point of life?
But you can cure like cancer and save so many people.
But I'm not going to feel anything about that.
But that's like the most selfish thing. You're literally choosing to kill off like
no, but
hundreds
I feel like
of
it would,
thousands
like,
of people so that you can feel.
No, I'm saying it would just mess you up. I guess, yeah, I would say it would be like, would you rather die or save all the people? And I would rather, if you could say right now I could cure cancer, I would die for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I guess.
But you're not even having to die. You're just losing your emotions.
Yeah. But I feel like you'd just be like a weird person. Like you wouldn't be yourself anymore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be laughing
no,
ever
I
again.
No, I would cure. But that's what I'm saying.
Can I'd rather die than
cure
that.
All diseases or just cure.
Because any. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to choose that.
Okay. Would you rather be stranded on a deserted island alone or with someone you dislike intensely?
Someone I dislike intensely.
Yeah, me too. At least I'd you could like.
Way too scared on my own.
Yeah, and you would like go crazy. I feel like with the person you hate so much, you would like could at least
figure
like,
out a way to like be cordial with one another.
Yeah. And like at least arguing at least would keep you sane.
Yeah.
You know?
And you could like have the help with you both want shelter. You both want food. Yeah. You both want whatever.
You could hate them, but you need someone to help you make that house.
You're going to eventually become good friends with them for sure.
Okay, here we go. Next question. Would you rather have your dreams broadcasted to the world every night or be able to see the dreams of others while you're awake? Oh, that one. I want to see other people's
Why
dreams.
Why would you want your dreams broadcasted? I would never that
would
be that.
I would love to have my dreams like recorded out like but not to the world.
Yeah, like I have some pretty messed up dreams. Yeah, sometimes
too. So that, of course we'd pick the others. Wait, you know what I'm getting so tripped out about it right now too is like a computer made these questions up. We're like I'm thinking like what a dumb question, but like
you're like these are dark. It's like this was a that's, this is Chatsy. This isn't a person.
That's also crazy though. Like yeah. Why did Chatsy come up with these like thought-provoking questions like this?
Well, it's just data from hundreds of years.
Crazy
altogether.
How that works.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years actually know.
Or whenever, yeah. Computers became a thing.
And also, did you know that it can only go up to 2022 for some reason?
What do you mean?
It can't answer any
Tell
questions.
Tell you any information after
2022. And I don't understand why.
What? Because it's not like enough years for it to all
I'll say
get
why,
in.
Why can't you give me information after 2022? It's just a dot just going like
stop
it as of late as of my last
like just glitching your computer just shuts down
many questions as of my last update in January 2022 my training data includes information up to that point. I do not have real-time capabilities and I can't provide information or updates beyond that cutoff. For the most recent information blah 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 blah, blah. It's like go to Google.
I understand that. Like cut her some slack. She's giving you information from like
no, but
what?
I'm saying why haven't the people that invented this been able to figure out like to put in the last like
because she just said it's not year real time. And, yeah, I don't
like,
know.
I'm saying why haven't they figured that out? They could figure out this robot, but they can't figure that out.
Yeah. Are they always just going to be 2 years behind?
I don't know. Okay, next question. Would you rather be always surrounded by people who pretend to like you or be truly alone with no one around you? I'd rather be with the people that pretend to like me. Because maybe you don't know.
Yeah, maybe you'll never find out. Ignorance is bliss. Like, yeah, what? Maybe yeah. You'll never, ever
like,
know. And you think you've lived a great life.
Love me. Yeah. I have so many people around me. But that would suck. Actually, that could be the current situation.
Yeah. Like, but if you never know, then who cares?
Would you rather be the first person to explore a new planet but never return to Earth or stay on Earth for the rest of your life without ever venturing into space?
Okay.
Stay on Earth. Thank you.
Like, this is the dumbest.
Like, I don't
want to
be a space explorer.
Just possibly by yourself on that planet forever.
No, thank you. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to control people's actions for a day, but then you have to face severe consequences afterward or never have any influence over others? These are getting too...
No, but you have to think about it. If you could have actions on certain people, like, could you go to, like, really bad people and do something?
Like, you can control their actions. But
I could, like, go walk myself into prison and be like, I murdered this many people. And I'm like, I'm saying let's get all the bad guys for a day. You know what I mean?
I don't get what you're saying, no.
So it says you can, would you rather control people's actions for a day or just live?
Yeah, so you want the bad people to do what? What are you?
Walk themselves into prison and say, I have committed a crime. I have, or to
So sorry, your thing that you've chosen is like, you know what I'd like to do? Take control of all the people and make them confess.
Yes.
There's way better things.
What?
I don't know. I'd rather just, no.
Control people's actions. The only ones I'd want to control are the people that are causing harm.
And then your consequence is you don't have Monroe anymore.
Why?
I don't know. You have severe consequence.
Oh, I have to have a severe consequence.
Yeah, you have to
after.
Face a severe consequence.
Oh, no,
after.
I'll live life as is. Hopefully they get caught soon.
Whoa, this is okay. These are too deep. Would you rather have the ability to travel through time but never interact with anyone or be invisible but unable to move from a single location? What? Okay, these are too intense.
She's glitching because you asked her about the 2024 thing. So she's panicking now and just quickly like writing things in real time. Just
like, wait, look at this. Like, wait, would you rather have the ability to undo one major mistake from your past or be guaranteed success in one significant future endeavor? success in a future endeavor.
I'd take back something.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
I would, though. Why? Wait. Why? Sorry.
Because you've never done anything bad enough to not to to do the take back.
What's the other one?
You will succeed for sure in something you try to get.
Oh. But can I choose it?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Remember, these questions are designed to be thought-provoking, so consider the context and the comfort level of your audience.
That's like, what she ends with?
Yes.
Oh, Chatsy.
Okay, we're going to play a more non-robot based game, and but she's going to help us with the like things to think of.
Okay.
So we've played this game before in the past, but I love this game. So you can play this in the car, you can play it on your March break,
she's whatever. Trying to sell it. Yeah, she's trying to sell it.
Okay, so I'm going to say a celebrity's name, and then you're going to say what you think the celebrity, what movie they're most famous for.
Okay.
I'm also going to think of that movie, and okay. You have to try to get the movie that I'm thinking in my head, okay?
You have to try to get the movie that I'm thinking in my head. Oh, sorry. I forgot that that's literally the game, and you're... No, yeah. It's not. Chatsy's asking, so we can both just answer it.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's not you thinking of the movie. Oh, okay, so, no, but we need someone to pick the movie.
No, that's fine. So we're just going to play against each other, kind of, and whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the celebrities that she said to us, and then we are going to both think of the movie. You're not going to believe this, but the first celebrity she has given me is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, so this proves that everything's listening to us.
No, it's just I said give me a list of 20 A-list actors.
The first one is Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's crazy. Insane. It's not even in alphabetical order. That's actually insane. Okay. So the first one is Leonardo DiCaprio, and you cannot pick the movie
Titanic.
Wait,
people will not understand why we're saying we just talked about it, because that was the last episode that we recorded.
No, also your favorite celebrity is Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. He's coming up everywhere.
We've been talking about Leonardo DiCaprio today.
Okay, so you can't pick Titanic.
What?
Okay. What is the movie Leonardo DiCaprio is most
for us.
Known for?
Oh, what's most known for or what we think of?
No, most known for.
Most known for.
3, 2, 1.
Catch Shutter me if you Island. Can.
I think it's Shutter Island.
No, I don't think everybody would see that movie, so I don't think a lot of people know it. I think everyone knows Catch Me If You Can.
Two great movies. Okay, the next celebrity is Nicole Kidman. What is she the most known for? You cannot say Moulin Rouge.
Stop doing this. Well, why can't...
Because that's the movie we're going to say.
Oh, my God.
And also, she's not the most known for
I couldn't Moulin tell Rouge. You one other movie she's in.
Eyes Wide Shut.
What?
Never even seen it, but I know that when I was a kid, I was obsessed with watching the movie Eyes Wide Shut because it's Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, and they're married in real life, and they film
she's
this movie
married to Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
still
now she's married to Keith Urban, but she was married to Tom Cruise at the time, and I remember like it said that this is the most like sexually explicit movie ever, and as a kid I was like, I gotta get my eyes on that.
Eyes Wide Shut.
It's called Eyes Wide Shut, but I'd never watched it. And to this day, haven't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just remember like seeing a list on the internet once of saying like the movie with the most like crazy sex scenes is
Eyes Wide
Shut.
But now
it's
probably nothing.
We'll see. I'll go watch it tonight.
Okay. I can't think of another movie she's in. I'm sorry.
Okay. The next celebrity is Tom Hanks.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, I just said the one that we know.
Big?
It's my favorite movie.
Okay. Should we change it? Forrest Gump. There's Green Mile. There's, like you say,
it's big? For sure no. Forrest Gump. It's for sure Forrest Gump. Should we change the game to the movie that we like the best that they're in?
Sure, we'll do both.
Okay. No. Let's just do one. Okay, the next celebrity is Angelina Jolie.
Are we doing, what
it's
one are we doing?
It's the Stacey Kayla answer. 3, 2, 1. Girl Interrupted.
That's what's more, she most famous for?
I would
though?
Say like Laura Croft, like Tomb Raider or something like that.
Really?
I don't know. What else could it be?
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I feel like.
Nah. Oh. Okay, next movie, Johnny Depp. Remember, it's the Stacey Kayla answer.
Oh, Stacey Kayla?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Classic movie.
That is like for sure the best movie ever, and Johnny Depp is barely in it. I feel like
Mark made me turn it off halfway through because he said I refuse to watch this anymore.
Oh,
it's a
mess. It's the best movie.
He said
Leonardo
it's a messed
DiCaprio's
up movie, and I'm uncomfortable watching it.
What? Okay, him and his opinions. Weird.
Okay, the next celebrity is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
I know my pick, but you wouldn't pick this. I literally can't. I can't think of a single movie that she's in other than one.
That one that she is hot in it.
Yeah.
The guy. What's his name?
Don John.
Don John. That's what I thought of, too. But I couldn't think of the name. What else is she? Oh, The Island, or what's that movie? The Island?
Yeah, with Ewan McGregor.
That's such a good movie.
Ewan McGregor. Can I say something I thought of today? I thought of Jessica Biel because I was looking at Justin Timberlake, and Jessica Biel is his wife. And I was like, oh, she's like an A-list celebrity. But then I was like, what is she in? Jessica Biel. I couldn't think of a single thing. And then the only thing I found was Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah, she was in Seventh Heaven.
But Kayla.
Seventh Heaven.
Doesn't she seem like an A-list celebrity for sure?
I would say B.
Whatever. Even B. What the hell is she in?
Yeah, she's in one where she's like I always remember there's a scene where she's getting changed and the guy's like looking at her like in shock and like her body looks so nice, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, in a mirror, right?
She's like getting her changed and she's wearing like a tank top or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, the fact that we can't remember anything that she's in is just like the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay, the next celebrity is Matt Damon.
Okay.
He is for sure known for Bourne Identity. That's the thing he's most known for. But what do we know him the most for?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
You think Bourne Identity?
For sure.
Okay.
He did the whole like Bourne series. And then all of a sudden they changed it to a different actor as the lead.
Who?
I forget, maybe Jeremy Renner, I think. Oh, okay. All of a sudden, he was the lead guy at like the seventh movie or something. What? Matt Damon was like,
that's like putting someone in as like Tom Cruise for
Mission Impossible. But yeah. He's like, listen, I don't want to do these anymore. And then Jeremy Renner's like, I'm in.
Oh my God.
It's so weird. Okay, the next person is Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
I know the one I would pick. I think she's most known for Miss Congeniality.
Oh, for sure.
But
for
sure. I would pick...
The one with Melissa McCarthy?
Oh, no.
I love that movie so much, and I can't think of the name.
Is it called Heat? The Heat?
The Heat.
Yeah, no. I would pick While You Were Sleeping.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. I think it was made in the 90s. No, it's a love story. And this guy, he goes... he gets, like, knocked out in a subway, and she saves him. And then he wakes up, and she had to, like, put... Oh, no, she was like waiting for him to wake up, and she found an engagement ring in his like coat, and then she just tries it on, and then she can't get it off, and then his whole family walks in, they're like, oh my God, you're the fiance, it's so nice to meet you, and then she loves his family so much and she just keeps pretending that she's the fiance, and then he wakes up and he has amnesia, he can't remember, so they convince her that she is the one that is the fiance, and he falls in love with her so hard, and then she feels way too guilty, and then she ends up confessing everything, and then it's like so sad and whatever, and then he can't help it. He loves her so much. He fell in love with her while
Where's
it was happening.
Where's the real wife?
The fiance's a bitch.
Oh, good. We don't like her.
Yeah, she's a bitch. We hate her. And then she comes into the town and she's like, hey, excuse me. I what are you doing? Why are you acting so weird? And he doesn't know her because he had like amnesia. But he starts remembering.
Whoa,
and then you know who it is? The guy, it's the dad from Casper. That's her love interest. And I have such a crush on him in this movie.
And why does Sandra Bullock meet him? Is she like his nurse or something?
She saves him in the subway. He almost dies on the subway track. And she saves him. But the thing that's the best part about it is like she's such a good actor in it. And the family loves her so much. And she loves the family so, so much. And she's feeling so guilty every day about it. But like they just love her. And then there's like some funny moments. But then there's also some really heartfelt moments. And then you like her like, oh my God, I want them to be in love so bad. And I want it to be real. And she ends up telling him and giving the ring back. And then like...
But I'm
she works. Oh, sorry. She works at the subway, and then went at the end of the movie, like he dropped this. People are like putting their like token in for the subway, and she gives him a ticket, and then drops in the engagement ring. And she looks up, and the whole family is standing there. It's like my favorite movie.
Well, I'm glad you just ruined it for me.
I know. Sorry.
You'll still like it.
It's called While You Were Sleeping.
I was like, is it a horror movie?
Yeah. No. It's
oh my
so
God. That sounds like such a good movie. It's is it so from like good. The 90s?
It's from the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, I wish you didn't just ruin the ending.
Well, I could delete it for the listeners, but then you would just know. No, just
if
watch
I
it.
Have to know, they have to
you
know.
Should watch it. There also is a thing like this thing that Mark always says, and it's for sure true, is when you know the ending of something, it actually sometimes makes it better. So like,
because you're like, I know it's gonna get better. I don't have to stress.
Well, there was like a study or something where they were, they did like a study on audience members that were watching like a sports game.
Yeah,
and they were like, did like a survey or whatever on like people who knew the outcome of the game versus people who didn't, and like the people who knew the outcome enjoyed it just as much.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah. So I think sometimes if you know the spoiler of a movie, like you can still watch it and it would still be really good. Okay, let's just do one more actor. We're gonna say Will Smith.
Oh,
I can't remember the name of the movie. Is it it's the one where he's like living in by himself in the place?
No,
with the dog. No, what were you gonna say?
You'll know it when I say it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Men in Black. Don't just go 3, 2, 1. So I say
it's supposed to be the Kayla Stacey answer.
3, 2, 1, and then you just stare at me.
The Kayla Stacey answer is Men in Black.
Oh no. I'm Legend.
Yes, what he's most known for is Men in Black, Kayla. But you played the game wrong. We would know. We would love him the most for I Am Legend.
Or actually, what he's most known for, I would say, is Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, probably Saved by the Bell.
Am I saying the wrong person?
Fresh Prince, you mean?
Oh, what's Saved by the Bell?
Like the whitest TV show with like Zach and what's
Fresh
his name
Prince of Bel Air or whatever.
Kayla.
I didn't watch any of those shows though. Did you?
Yes, I love Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not old enough.
What? Kayla, I'm not old enough either. It's like the show for what now? This is a story all about how.
No, you're old enough. I'm not old enough.
I was a kid when it was out.
Yeah, but you were an old enough kid to watch it.
I even watched the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion episode or like show documentary whatever the other
terrible.
Day.
Terrible.
No, it's Will Smith now.
No, I don't like those shows at all.
I love it. And I love the guy who plays Carlton, who's now like a famous game show host.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, and he's so good at singing and dancing.
Oh my God.
Well,
are you done with that one?
I'm done with that one.
Okay, let's do the word association game.
Okay, so we just need her to give us a list of words.
No. Word association. We say
you're just not going to include her.
Yeah, I'm cutting her for a minute because she's just a little bit off track here.
No,
the one where we try to say the same.
I'm going to ask her for a list of words and not tell you.
Oh God.
So I'll always have my starting word, and you have to think of a random. We can't not include her, Kayla. Okay, I've asked her to give me, so I'll have the word suggestions from her and you have to like just think of your own so that she feels included and can play.
Okay.
Okay, Chatsy, here we go. You have to think of a word and I'm going to say a word, but okay. She's giving me my suggestion so she can feel included. 3, 2, 1.
Teeth.
Sun. Sun and teeth.
Sun and teeth.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
White.
Monroe.
What?
I thought you were saying sun, like kid sun.
No.
You're saying sun. Okay. Monroe and white.
Okay. Monroe and white. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Skin.
Okay. Got it. Okay. The next word is?
Oh, I forgot I have to think of one. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Jacket.
Candy and jacket.
Jacket, candy.
I have one in my head, but like.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Christmas.
Recess. Recess and Christmas. Okay. Recess, Christmas. 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 Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fun.
Snow. Snow.
Fun. Snow fun. Snow fun. Snow and fun.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Tobogganing.
I was going to say toboggan. I was like, tobogganing.
Tobogganing.
Okay.
Okay, that was good.
Okay. Let's do one more. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Couch.
School. School and couch. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Office. Office and sit. Okay. Office and sit.
Office and sit. Okay, I'm gonna say one word.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Trouble.
Desk. You sit at your desk.
Office, desk, sit.
So we're saying desk and trouble.
Desk and trouble.
Okay, desk, trouble.
Desk, trouble.
Desk, trouble.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Detention.
Hey! Okay.
Our eyes will widen like we're like trying
trouble,
to tell something. I'm going
to
play one more game with Chatsy here. And I'm going to ask for her help to give me some celebrities again. And this is what we're going to try to have some like psychic knowledge. I'm going to say one word. I can't act anything out when I say it.
No.
I'm going to say one word and you're going to try to guess the celebrity from that one word, okay?
And then if I don't get it, you say another word.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Eyebrow.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes! Yes.
Okay, that was good.
You say the celebrity now from your ChatGPT.
Okay. White.
Nicole Kidman.
No.
Because I feel like she's so pale. I don't know why I went like she has the whitest skin out of any celebrity.
Older.
Like a white, so like a person that's just all white. There's no way you would think of this person. Like Santa Claus?
This person.
Like I was gonna say no. Dame or like the old lady from no. I can't remember her name.
Funny.
It's for sure Santa Claus. I know it. Kayla, I don't know and I hate this
Steve
game.
Martin. You know, you should have known.
I should have known. He's white and funny.
And older.
Okay. No, but I was thinking too old for that. Okay.
That's why I said older.
Okay, two more. Okay, I'll do one. British.
British. Well, you threw me off the way you said British. British. Like I'm thinking Austin Powers, but it's not.
That's not a celebrity. That's a character.
Oh. Scary Spice.
No.
Okay, next.
Ozempic.
Oh, Adele.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't have described British as the...
Yeah, I'm Adele. So. Yeah, yeah, I'm Adele. I'm British. Yeah. Okay, one more from this thrilling game.
Oh, my God. Pregnant.
Rihanna.
Whoa. Yeah. How did you get that? Oh my God.
I knew because that was the big thing from the Super Bowl.
I was going to say football, but then no. I knew you were going to say a football player.
No, pregnant.
She's not even pregnant anymore. How'd you get that?
I just knew.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, because I did a good one, now I like the game again.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Don't act it out.
Okay. Controversy.
Controversy. There's so many controversial people.
Oh.
Controversy. The president.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
He's not the president, but no.
The old president.
Okay.
Controversy.
Okay. Taylor Swift. I know they know. I know the people listening know.
Like you're not saying Travis Kelce.
No.
Kim Kardashian.
No, stop just guessing celebrities.
Controversy and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Katy Perry?
No.
What?
I don't want to say the obvious. Okay, I'll say an obvious one. Rapper, Kayla.
Who does she?
People are screaming as they listen right now.
Kanye West?
Yes!
Oh, but that's because of Kim Kardashian. It wasn't because of Kanye.
It was because of Beyonce, because he thought Beyonce should have won instead of Taylor Swift.
Oh, that thing. There's different controversy between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. Okay, what? You're talking about him taking over her speech.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a controversial rapper. He's always creating controversy.
And Kanye
West. He's racist against black people and loves Donald Trump, but he is black.
That's so weird because I was looking up Kanye West today and his new wife. Have you seen her?
No.
She's literally Kim Kardashian.
I don't care
about
him. The
exact version.
I would never look him up in his new wife.
And then he's like, Chris was saying, oh my God, you hate Kanye
West. No, I'm just saying you always pretend like you're not obsessed with celebrities, but you are. I guess I was looking up Jessica Biel today, so it's fine.
So his new wife, did you know that he used to be married to Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Then Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Now this new girl who is a twin, a perfect mix of Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose. Because she used to look like Kim Kardashian when she had long hair. Now she shaved her head and she looks like Amber Rose.
What?
It's actually crazy. So she's the exact mix of them. But look at a normal picture of her. Look at her shaved head now. Now she looks like Amber Rose.
You just think anyone with a shaved head looks like Amber Rose.
No. She has the big butt, big boobs, small waist, lips, everything. That looks like Amber Rose.
She looks like Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. And Amber Rose.
Okay.
And then Chris was like, he's known as a fashion icon. We were talking about him the whole way to London today.
His shoes are so ugly.
And I said he would, if a homeless man was wearing what he wears, I wouldn't think twice. Like he's like this fashion icon, but he's wearing wearing
his shoes that
shin blades or whatever they're called, like shin pads.
Yeah, and like whenever like the shoes come out that he has created, it's like the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Like Yeezys or whatever.
Yeezys are hideous.
I know. He's ridiculous.
Okay. I know that you don't watch this show, but it's everybody's talking about it. It's all over TikTok. I need to just say one quick thing. I know you're never interested if you're not watching it, even though you'll tell about shows and movies all the time that I haven't watched. I need to just quickly mention Love is Blind. Have you been seeing all of the TikToks and how the girl that said she looks like Megan Fox?
No, but I do know the girl because remember, we were watching it together on the airplane.
Okay.
And the girl said, some people say I look like a celebrity. And then I said out loud, Megan Fox. And then she was right. And I was right. Remember?
That's impossible. She's literally
no,
like,
I did say that she, I said
I think she said it and you said, oh, I can see the similarities.
Honest to God, I said it before she
okay,
said it.
Okay, well, if you know the hell she is being put through. Okay, let me just say.
So she doesn't look so like Megan Fox, literally, but no, I guessed it before she said it. But I don't think she looks like her. It would be the one she's most comparable to. But like,
yeah,
well, I was thinking in my head at the time when she said that, I'm like, she probably shouldn't have said that because this guy's going to think she's some smoke show. And she's
so
like,
that's what happened. They met and he was like, looking at her like you do not, and then he says to the camera, well, she definitely doesn't look like Megan Fox. But they are engaged and she's going through hell right now because everyone's being so mean to her, saying like, how like can you ever say that you look like Megan Fox? She's actually responding in a funny way, being like, please, for all the people that ever said I look like Megan Fox, please, this is your time to come out now, whatever. But she is the worst on the show. She is so frigging annoying. She's the most insecure. Like, tell me you love me. You've only told me you love me once today. Like, she's so annoying. So she's not making a good case for herself. But everyone is so mad. And then the girl that he, like, dumped for her looks more like Megan Fox than her.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm looking at the pictures of her side by side. And
I see what people,
if
what,
she had to pick a celebrity that she looked like, it is Megan Fox. And I said that out loud. I bet you it's Megan Fox. But she looks like if Megan Fox was a 9, she'd be like the 6 of Megan Fox.
That was probably the like, meanest thing you've ever said.
Like, but it's true. So I wouldn't go around telling people that I look like.
Well, and the way she says it, she's like, I don't know. People have said that I look like MGK's wife or whatever. Like, it seemed like she was like pretending she didn't know who she was.
And he was like, Megan Fox?
And then he was like, Megan
is
Fox?
It,
and then,
wait, also, how crazy is it that I watched maybe 10 minutes of Love is Blind with you?
On the
and
airplane.
Then I was, and I took my AirPods out and I was like, this is awful. I'm watching my own thing. And this was the scene that I watched?
This is like the biggest scene right now. Over, like, everyone is talking
don't
about
you think
it.
That's like such a crazy coincidence? Like, yeah. You were in the middle of the series and that's just what I happened to zone in on?
The Megan Fox
the 10
scene.
Minutes that I watched it is what we
no,
were discussing.
No, I know. But that's it's insane. So now it's like week to week, but there's Stacey. There's
she actually looks more like Jennifer Garner.
Well, there's other people are coming out saying other celebrities that she looks more like, but it's just like, especially on a show like that, like you're going to explain yourself as Megan Fox and then like, even if you did remotely look like Megan Fox,
I would never
don't
say
it.
Like now he's all he's doing is picturing Megan Fox. And if she didn't say that, he would think she was gorgeous. But because 100%. She said that, he's now picturing one of the hottest celebrities in all of the land.
And the thing is I think that he truly wanted to pick the, this is how like shallow I think
the,
it is.
He's not the.
No. He's not either. I do not like Johnny at all. He's not good looking. And he's like a douche, I feel like. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
No, they're both good looking.
He, I know, wanted to pick the other girl.
But he's like,
this one looks like Megan Fox. And then he picked her. But then as soon as he
got
out,
this show
they
ridiculous.
Get their phones back and he like looked her up right away. The other girl.
This is why the show is ridiculous.
You should watch it. I actually think that you would really like it. Like, why do you not trust me though?
I used to watch it.
Love is Blind?
Yeah. Ugh. I just think it's dumb.
Anyways, it's like, it's such a good season though. This one's filled with drama. The one guy like has cheated on the girl already and she acts like you and I would in an argument. And she's like so aggressive and like, I love her. The
he
blonde
cheated
one,
on her
whatever.
In the thing? Like
he had cheated on her. He lied to her. And she had his location service. Like his location. And was like, I saw you uptown. And then he was like, oh.
Wait, this is out of the house?
Yeah. They so when they leave the pods, they go out into the real world. And they live together in like a condo that the show has given
and
them.
And they keep filming them.
They film them until the wedding day.
And she's and like, then, I saw you uptown. And he was like, I was in a parking lot. And
he said, I was in the parking lot of the bar. And she let him like do the whole thing. And like she let him explain everything until the end. And then she's like, are you done? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, well, you're lying about everything, and then like did it or whatever, and he was just like sitting there like, oh frick.
Oh my god, he met her through a wall like a week ago. Like, I'm sure it's fine.
But that's what everyone says. Everyone says, when I watched this show, I was like, there's not a chance that this is real. And then I did it, and it's shocking that this actually works. I didn't know you're saying, well, the producers told him to say that.
Yeah.
Either way, it's entertaining. And I love it. Anyways.
Poor girl. She's very pretty. But well, yeah, that would be like me, like, people,
being like, I look like Scarlett Johansson.
People multiple times in my life that I look like Ashley Graham. I'm not going around telling people I look like Ashley Graham.
Yeah, you kind of do, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the 6 and she's the 10.
Wait, do you think it's weird? Like, I have never been told I look like a celebrity. Only that one redhead when I was 14. Yeah. But I literally don't think I look like any celebrity, like even remotely close.
No, you don't. No, you look like the guy from The Sixth Sense.
Okay. That is so mean. A lot of people told me I look like Caitlin Bristow, and I know you're gonna.
No,
make fun of
not
that.
In the slightest. No, you look
do
like
I look like anyone. I
you look like the
someone.
You look like
oh
Matilda.
My God.
You look like
oh,
the
Matilda
girl from,
when I was a little girl.
When you were a little girl, you look like the girl from Matilda, and now you currently look like the guy, the little kid so from Sixth Sense. That's rude. Like, oh, I see dead people.
Like I look like him as he was a kid, or what he currently looks
when
like
when he was a kid. Okay. You, the kid version looks like your face now.
That's like so
you look
rude.
Exactly.
So you get
like him.
Ashley Graham, and I get this.
Well, I look exactly
Sixth Sense kid,
like Donkey from Shrek. That's my look. I look identical, and I hate when people go no.
And Charlize Theron and monsters.
Yeah, like I have some bad lookalikes. I look like that, and I've also gotten like people. It's so funny.
Honey
people
Boo-Boo's
are so stupid.
Mom.
Honey, I look exactly like Honey Boo Boo's mom. People tell me I look like Lizzo, which is hilarious. She is black and I am white and we look nothing alike. But they're like, oh, she's a singer. She sings and raps in Curvy. She looks like Lizzo.
She looks like Lizzo.
You're like, you look so much like the white version of Lizzo. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then people have told me that I look like Alicia Keys, which is ridiculous. I've gotten Ashley Graham. And I've also gotten Molly Ringwald and Bette Midler before.
Which one's Molly Ringwald?
The girl from like Breakfast Club and 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I've gotten.
And how do I get
when
any
I was
of these?
No, wait, sorry. When I was really skinny, every day I got Rachel McAdams, but it's only when I'm skinny. It's weird. I don't look at all like her with a couple pounds.
yeah, you got that a lot.
I got it. At people be like, oh my god, and it was right when like she was like really famous too.
What? Why don't?
And then
I
now that
celebrity.
I now that I don't get it anymore, I'm fully insecure about it. I'm like, yeah, of course I don't look like her anymore.
Yeah,
but there's times where
you're Lizzo.
Now I'm Lizzo and Ashley Graham, the two plus size like people. Yeah. But Ashley Graham is like gorgeous, and I see it sometimes in her like mouth because her mouth is big. But
yeah. That's funny. I hope you have the best time on the cruise. You'll be on the cruise
I'm
right
on
now.
The cruise currently.
I know you're on the cruise currently, but we're talking in present
the
time.
The future, Kayla. I'm currently on the cruise enjoying pasta. I'm in Italy enjoying pasta right
so
now somewhere.
I'm so jealous.
Mark and I got in a fight. Well, like a fake fight. But like he was like, I'm just going to eat food on the cruise ship. I'm going to save money and not eat the food in Italy. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's like,
why are you traveling to these places if you're not going to experience the places?
I said, what are you traveling there for? He said, to look at it and enjoy it and like walk around and stuff. I said, you can see that in a picture. I can taste the pasta. Mm-hmm. So I said, as you're sitting there with your cruise ship baggie full of food, I'm going to be eating an appetizer, a main, and a dessert.
Yeah,
a gelato and a coffee on the side. And he said, I'll try some off your plate. I said, not a chance. Especially because he said this now.
Yeah.
He will
like,
not be taking
absolutely not.
One bite. Yeah. And then he started changing. He's like, and I started going on and on. I'm like, I said, this is why people go there. It's the best tasting food in the world. And he's like, well, maybe we could split some stuff. I said, first of all, he's not cheap in the slightest.
You're like, what's he doing?
He's not cheap in the slightest. He like, well, he never, if I want something, we buy it. If he wants something, he buys it. He's not cheap, whatever. In his head, he's like, the practical thing would be like, we get free food on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
So just like fill up there. And I was like, nope. Yeah. I will be having the most
I can
food.
Understand that if you're not going, like for us, we want to eat on the cruise because the options were better on the cruise than Mexico or the Bahamas. But
Italy?
Like you
when
can't
I'm in Rome, I will be stopping
eat.
Every 5 minutes to try whatever food
you
they would
try
like to
everything.
Offer.
Yeah.
I said, I'll spend the most money on food.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just like, fine. But then I convinced him by the end, but he didn't want to admit that I was right.
I feel like they're going to have like the best gnocchi and the
thick,
like I'm picturing like wide pasta, like thinly.
And like the guy's just like making it, like stretching it. And, like,
bread.
Oh.
Olive oil and what's it called?
Balsamic.
Oh, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Good. I feel like they use so much basil.
I know, and I just want to try pesto somewhere. Like, I just want to.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
And gelato. Like, I'm just going to, like, I don't, like, even love gelato, but I know I will there.
Yeah. It's going to be the best. When it's going to be the best of the best gelato there.
Yeah. When I was 16, I went to Rome on a class trip. And I ordered this pizza, and it had like, it was just loaded with pineapples, and I was like so excited to eat it. And I pointed to it, and he couldn't speak English. I said, "That one, please." And he was like, "Ha ha, bella." And then I ate it, and it was disgusting because it was all chunks of potatoes. They don't put pineapple on their pizza. They put chunks of potatoes.
I would love potatoes on my pizza.
It was not good.
Really?
Well, it's just not what I was expecting.
That's your only experience with Italy food.
No, I ate delicious stuff after that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
All right. I got to go. See you never.
I'm currently in the water. We don't know what's happened with me. I'll update you guys in a couple weeks.
You don't know what's happened with. Don't say that.
No, I'm saying I don't know what adventures.
I'm currently in the water. I don't know what's happened to me. Goodbye, everyone.
Oh my God. Whatever. I'll update you later.
Okay.
Next week we have some special guests. It's gonna be cute, hopefully, and then I will be back the following week after that to tell you about all my travels. So have a great day. Thank you, ChatGPT, for being on our podcast,
ChatZ.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast. Sorry if my questions were too deep. Next time I'll keep it at a lower level that only a child could understand. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, she's a funny girl.
Okay.
Oh, what a funny one. Okay, thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I have to call my sister. Hey, when you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out. Because we love what we do without a doubt. So we want to thank you for taking the time. Oh, so here we go. We bustin' a rhyme. Oh, this is our podcast. We're here to stay. My name is Kayla. This is Stacey K. Okay, that... I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there.
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore.
Heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.